comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Welcome to the next version of the Takeover Week here. And this is Barbara McGillivray and Shauna Badaka. And we're both from McGillivray Freeman Films. And we're very excited to be part of this. And you can call and in and give money and talk to us at 715-5936. Or call the donation line at 715-4859 to help KXFM make their goal of $60,000, and they need that desperately to replace the salt-ridden transmitter cables. So we just heard Here Comes the Sun by George Harrison, and that was one of the key songs in our film Everest, which was a blockbuster film in 1998 after we filmed there in 1996. And that was just a spectacular song for that movie, because it gave the sense of hope and getting up. And unfortunately, that was one of the worst disasters on the mountain with 8 people who died. But anyway, there were so many valiant, heroic efforts that went in there. And Shauna?
Yeah, and just to give anyone listening a little backup of what we do, we are actually not Everest climbers ourselves. Barbara and her husband, Greg, have McGillivray Freeman Films here in Laguna Beach. They're the largest independent producer of IMAX documentary films. So you might have seen one of them over the last 5 decades in a museum or a science center or maybe locally. And Barbara is talking about our blockbuster hit, Everest, which came out in 1998. And you might have heard we are actually re-releasing it next year. And we used to shoot everything in IMAX film, which is like you think of 35 millimeter film. This is probably 4 times as big. The camera is 4 times as heavy. And yes, they took it all the way to the top of Everest. So that old film, we're now scanning it at super, super high resolution, and you're going to be able to see that next year. So we are excited. We're also excited to wake up. So here comes the sun. And the team climbed to Everest in 1996, and it really changed our world. And another song that came out in 1996 was Eric Clapton's Change the World. And let's give it a run.
The stars, pull one down for you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems, but for now.
Okay, well, that was Change the World by Eric Clapton. And when the Everest film came out in 98, it did change the IMAX world because it had the largest attendance of any IMAX film, and I think it really put IMAX out there as a brand. And now our next song, but that was really too slow for changing the world, particularly for getting people up the mountains. So this other song...
I don't know if anyone's ever met Barbara or walked or talked with her, but she's faster than that.
Right. But our next song is by the Allman Brothers, and it's Everybody's Got a Mountain to Climb. And like the previous song, this was not used in the Everest, but this is much more pertinent to the mountain and to how you can get up to Everest, because it gets a little tough sometimes, but you know you need a friend to help you find your way home. And that's what people do on the mountain. They help each other. So anyway, we'll go ahead and listen to this, and we hope to hear from some people.
I'd like to add KX FM has their own mountain to climb. They need to raise funds to get new cables. We are right by the beach, beautiful view, but that salt water does some erosion. So they have a goal. That's why we're here. So please call and talk to us, 949-715-5936. Or if you just want to donate, 949-715-4859. We'd love to hear from you and enjoy the song.
Okay, Now we have another 90s song, and we're moving on to another movie. And that's the Ireland film that we're bringing out this year, and which had a delayed premiere and due to the pandemic. And this is by the Cranberries, and they're the best-known Irish group in all of Irish history. And they were started in Limerick, Ireland in 1989. And the song Dream that they did was used in our movie on Ireland, which is Ireland is a spectacular island with so much interesting, fascinating history. And this group was actually very much loved by all the Irish in both the North and the South. And we're going to play for you Linger, which Shauna picked out.
Yes, it's one of my favorite Cranberry songs. And Barbara, tell us a little bit about what the film on Ireland is going to be out that comes out this right in time for St. Patrick's Day 2022. What are we filming? Who do we see? Who do we meet in the movie?
Actually, we're filming with four kids that were part of the Cross Border Orchestra. And that was kids from both the North, which is Protestant and British, and the South, which is the Republic of Ireland, which is predominantly Catholic. And these four kids, we took them all over Ireland, and it's a way for them to discover their roots and also discover the natural history that's just so abundant and beautiful in Ireland. And we had adventure after adventure with them and going to all these incredible scenic places. And then we filmed both in the Republic as well as in Northern Ireland. And then they got us, since at that time there was absolutely no distinction. You could drive straight from the Republic to Northern Ireland, and this was post the Troubles and the peace accords. And now with Brexit, of course, there's some issues coming up, but hopefully that there's a strong feeling both from the North and the South of wanting to be one solid Emerald Isle. So anyway, it was an incredible experience.
Well, I can't wait to see it on the giant screen. Let's hear the song.
Just your attitude. song. Beautiful song. Barbara and Shauna, you've got some phone calls. Let's take a couple of phone calls here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Hi, who's on the line here?
These are two of the co-stars of the Ireland film. Bob and Kirsten.
I know.
Barbara, I'm so glad you played some of the music from that. You know, we had the privilege of being over there with you and Greg and the rest of the group during some of the filming, and what a great concept for a movie. We can't wait to see it.
I know, and that was so fun because you won that to be with us at a gala, one of the galas in town. And and then we had to, because our itinerary kept changing, you know, for where we had to film. And so Kirsten kept remaking, you know, reservations to go over there. And then finally, and I just kept Greg out of that whole loop. And then finally, you know, we got something nailed down, and I didn't tell Greg that you were going to be there. And I don't even remember where we were, but it was up in the north.
We were in Galway.
Galway.
And it was right. At night.
Right, right. And so after, you know, we were filming, then I said, Greg, we have to go to this restaurant. And we go to this restaurant, and I said, you know, yeah, because I really want to check it out. And we go in there, and we walk, and then we come up to your table, and he just about fainted. You know, to see you guys there, of all people. But anyway, that was so delightful. And then you were there with us when the president was talking, and he gave his whole address in Irish.
Yeah, in Irish.
We got a lot out of. And anyway, that was great fun. You guys were super sports.
No, but we did on your advice when we went back to Dublin for a few days, and then we did go up to Belfast and you know, take the Black Cab tour, and it was. You know, just remarkable to me that still even today, right, they have these gates they close at night, and they have, you know, the Protestant side and the Catholic side. But hopefully, I mean, the concept you had was so cool with that cross-border orchestra, and hopefully the movie will sort of promote some good things over there.
And I'm so glad you got to Belfast, because Belfast is such a fascinating city. And what's really interesting is that while the Protestants and the Catholics live in their own segregated neighborhoods, during the day and after work, they're all in the bars together, and they're all getting along just great. So anyway, and I think that's settling down. And I got my fingers crossed with Brexit. You know, it's not going to aggravate the whole situation. But anyway, you guys were super sports.
We'll let you go, but we're going to donate $250 in the name of Irish unity.
Oh, wow.
That's
the
Irish.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Kirsten. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling, Bob. Thanks for calling, Kirsten.
See you, Ed.
Bye. We'll talk to you soon. You've got Michaela on the next line here.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Hi, Michaela. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi, Michaela. We miss you at the office.
I miss the office. I miss you guys.
Michaela,
I still listen to the station all the way on the East Coast now.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know that was possible.
All the way in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you can download the app, or you can listen online or on iHeartRadio, anywhere across the world.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Everybody should know that.
Yes.
Yep. Take a little piece of Laguna wherever you go with you.
That's the best idea ever.
And Michaela did our social media fabulously a couple years ago, and then went back to the East Coast. But we miss you terribly, but we're happy to hear from you.
Yeah, just wanted to call in, and I would love to donate today.
Thank you, Michaela.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Well worth it.
Well, keep listening. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll keep you in our hearts.
Thanks, Michaela.
Guys. Miss you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michaela. Bye. Thank you very much, Michaela. And you have a special guest here in studio.
Yes.
My goodness.
Ida May.
Ida May is here. And yes, Barbara, we can stream all over the world. I have my Texas family. That's why I can talk like this, honey, live on the air. They stream this show, this radio station.
That's amazing. Yeah. I had no idea.
And Telluride does. Yeah. So you can hear it all over the world. But anyway, I just wanted to come in and compliment you. You have been, I've known you since we played volleyball on the beach with our little kids.
Those were such good times.
Such good times. Oh. And you've also supported this radio station since its inception. And the biggest support was when we did the Women's March, and you got the riser, and you and Greg were in council when I and Tyler Russell pled to get a permit. And I just really appreciate that. That was huge support. We worked so well together and pulled off such a Women's March because of people like you that came to the table.
Yeah, and everybody else.
Jeez. And everybody else. But you sort of started the ball rolling. And you and Greg sitting there while we asked for the permit was, I think, big medicine. And I think you are.
Sweet.
And I love that you love the mountains as well as the beach.
Everything. And the ocean. Don't forget the ocean.
And the ocean.
Yes.
Let's save the ocean. Anyway, I want to donate to your show. I'm going to go right out there and do it. And I just so admire what you're doing. And let me know when this IMAX, the next one, comes out with Ireland.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, February.
Yes, March 17th.
Yes, it'll be out before then, but time for it. So, again, our films show in museums and science centers because they're mostly for field trips. And there might be some local screenings, but at least in L.A. or San Diego, you'll be able to see it, too.
What a precious entity you are in this town and have been for a long time. What a source of pride for all us locals. It's true.
So sweet. Well, you're a source of pride. Ida May.
Oh, yeah. Ida May.
You're an institution.
Truer words were never spoken by anyone else. But to both of you, thank you. That was beautiful.
We're
thank
old
you.
Volleyball sisters.
Yes,
so anyway.
No, and I wish we could still play.
Oh, gosh. Don't you? I do, too.
Well, you never heard of living room volleyball? There's where, you know, you go couch to couch and a net
ping
in the middle.
Ping pong. Yeah. Ping pong. Still do ping pong.
And she's a heck of a bike rider, too, let me tell you. She's fast.
We got the best mountain trails here.
Oh, I know. Fun. I've seen you. I don't even know how to say hello. You're so fast.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes.
I'm going to let you get back to your show. Love you dearly.
Oh, love
Ida May, you're a
thank
treasure.
You so
you're
much.
An absolute treasure.
Bye.
Thank you, Ida May.
Okay.
All right. So your next song up is that magnificent Van Morrison song. And how does that figure into today's conversation?
And Van Morrison is another super well-known Irish. Well, he would refer to himself as British because he was actually born in up in Belfast area. And he heard his shipyard father's collection of blues and country and gospel when he was really young. And by the time he was 13, he was a traveling musician. And he was playing guitar and sax. And then he formed his first band, Them, in 1964. And this song, which is called Wild Night, anyway, is not in the movie, but we certainly, if anybody ever had a class from Gary Shapiro, you would have heard Brown Eyed Girl played. And so, anyway, he's a classic, and we're really stoked to have him on right now.
Complete when you walk out on the street and the wind.
Great song choice. Great song choice there.
Yeah, no, that was
Van Morrison.
Van Morrison again. And I just had one quick story to tell you. If for nothing else, you have to go see the Ireland film just to see the part where we filmed on Skellig Michael, which is down in the southern part of Ireland. And it's the island where Luke Skywalker lives. And it's also the island where the monks kept all the historic, documents that were collected and saved when the 1500s A.D., when the barbarians came down and attacked Rome and everything was being obliterated, all civilization was being obliterated. So it's the monks this is Ireland's claim to history, is that they saved the history. And anyway, you climb way up. It was the hardest place to film in because there's stairs and stairs and stairs and stairs, and you climb all the way to the top where the monks had their little citadels to keep themselves safe from, all the barbarians that were coming around and trying to raid them. And it was insanely beautiful. And then with all the seagulls and the other birds, the
puffins,
who were just insane. And then we filmed them. And anyway, that's an amazing, amazing sequence. So now we're moving on to, we're going to listen to a song from our film that it premiered for 2 weeks last year in February, and then we had to shut it down because of COVID and all the theaters shut down. And this is Into America's Wild. And this is a film that, gosh, I'll get all choked up. It's so dear to our hearts because it's all about the importance of nature. Okay. And saving nature. And Brandi Carlile's song is featured in it, and it's called Have You Ever? And we see Ariel Tweedo, who is one of our main characters, and she's also now really well known in town because she's moved into town. And she's walking through the trees and enjoying nature. And it's just, we stress in there the importance of what nature gives to us and what we have to give back to nature. We're all part of the earth, and we have to protect the nature that surrounds us and has given us everything that we are and we have. So please play it.
Have you ever wandered lonely through the woods? And everything that feels just as it should. You're part of a life there, you're part of something good. If you've ever wandered lonely through the woods. Ooh. If you've ever wandered lonely through the woods. Have you ever stared into a starry sky? Lying on your back, you're asking why. What's the purpose? I wonder who am I? If you've ever stared into a starry sky. Have you ever stared into a starry sky? Have you ever been out walking in the snow? Tried to get back where you were before. You always end up not knowing where to go. Have you ever been out walking in the snow?
Okay. And that was, that just brings back such good memories about the film. And I feel just like I'm there with Ariel when she was walking through all the trees. That, oh gosh, the incredible places we went
and
for that film.
I just wanted to mention, if anyone wants to see it, it's now playing in San Diego at the Fleet Science Center, which is in Balboa Park, right by the San Diego Zoo. And what's really cool is their theater is a whole dome, so it goes over your head, and they just renovated it. They had the second projector ever built in the world, and they just renovated it. It was a film projector.
Wow.
They just renovated it, so now it's IMAX laser. The clarity is unbelievable. So if you want to actually be in these places and have a mesmerizing experience, I highly recommend checking out the Fleet Science Center and seeing Into America's Wild.
Yes, and also we highly recommend that anybody can call in.
Yes.
At 715-5936. And again, that's 715-5936. And there were a whole bunch of people who promised they would call in.
Let's call them out.
Yeah.
Let's call them. Who hasn't called?
Calling out names.
And again, if you missed it earlier, we are here, Barbara McGillivray from McGillivray Freeman Films, and I'm Shauna Badeka. And we are trying to raise money for this amazing radio station that we love and listen to every day. And they are trying to get new transmitter cables because they're right on the beach and the salty air kind of corrodes that. So we want to keep the listening spreading far and wide and clear. So that's why we are here, and we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. And we certainly appreciate your generosity in giving us your time and sharing your great music and stories with our listeners.
Of course.
And now we'll move on to Oh, What a World by Kacey Musgraves. And this is not her. This is a piece that Shauna found. And it's the song is all about nature, but it was not used in the movie. And Kacey describes this. This is a music video. It's a psychedelic trip that portrays a world filmed with fuchsia, jellyfish, plenty of crystals, hearts, lily pads, and butterflies. And oh, plus, Kacey Musgraves is there as a topless centaur. That's what's in the music video to
like
a comedy tip. Topless. I can't even imagine.
Ready
okay,
for the song?
Go for the
song. Let's hit it.
Some kinds of magic, it's hard to believe. Oh, what a world, I don't wanna leave. Some kinds of magic, it's hard to believe.
Northern lights in our skies, plants that grow in, open your mind. Thank you.
magic. It's hard to believe.
And then there is you.
You are the world. I don't wanna leave. It's all kinds of magic. It's hard to believe.
All right. Now we're going to move on to
history. Some history, some exciting history. Next year, 2022, is a very special anniversary. It's been 50 years since what happened, Barbara?
Since the Five Summer Stories came out.
Ooh.
Woo!
Wow. Classic all-time surf film. And what's interesting about this is in this next song we're going to sing, it's by the Beach Boys. And there's a great story about the Beach Boys. And that Greg and Sean and I were talking last night about it. Because when Greg and Jim Freeman, it was McGillivray Freeman Films, when Greg and Jim first advertised they were going to make their final surf film, the Beach Boys called up and said, "We want to be involved in that film." And so Jim at that time said, "But we can't afford this. We don't have enough money to have you guys involved." And they said, no, we'll do it for free." Wow. They were so excited about being part of it. And there it comes again. And then they've just been part of our history. And every time I hear a Beach Boys song, it just all these reverberations start with the memories over the years of showing and playing Five Summer Stories and all its different versions. And this song, Shauna picked it out, and you describe what it is.
Well, so if you had seen Five Summer Stories when it came out in 72 or in the following years, Greg would make the film, and Barbara would also play the film. She was in charge of turning on the projector and the sound and making sure everything synced.
In some theaters,
and taking tickets and running the whole show as well. And so for years to come, Greg kept tweaking the film. So there was different chapters of it. There was originally five summer stories, and then plus one and plus two. And as the years went on, it expanded. So this song, which is Sail On Sailor, was by the Beach Boys, was actually part of an additional chapter that was added later from an album that came out, I think Greg said 74 or something, after the film came out in 72. So it was added on later, which just goes to show how good that relationship was between Greg and Jim and the Beach Boys, that as they expanded the film, the Beach Boys came along for the ride. So let's hear the song.
Sail on, sail on, sailor.
do or first or go to tell my story.
All right. We have a call for you. There's a call on the line. Hi, who's this?
This is Sue Kemp.
Hey, Sue.
Hey, Barbara and what? Greg. How's it going, guys?
Oh, it's going really well. Thank you. It's been really fun. And I looked at the board here with all the people that have been on here. And boy, you staggered with the amount that you, a staggering amount. You didn't stagger at all. You made a staggering amount.
It's
yes,
my
with your partner,
Barbara
McMurray. Yeah, but anyway, that's pretty cool. And I love this competitive spirit. All to raise money to get our goal of $60,000 for those salt-ridden transmitter cables. So anyway, you were fantastic, as usual. You are one of the most competitive people I know.
Well,
and accomplished.
Well,
and accomplished in your competition.
Yeah, isn't it so fun to host the radio show, though?
Yeah, it really is.
It is. The station
it is. But
so
I got Shauna here, who's a super smooth talker. Greg had a meeting at the office, and so he couldn't come. So anyway,
you need a smooth talker.
Yeah, she's smooth.
You need a smooth talker. I didn't get a chance to hear your music because I had to be on the city Zoom. I wanted to see what kind of music you guys were playing.
Oh,
I bet it was great.
It's all related to our films. So anyway,
and
music is a critical part of the film. And
great playlist.
Greg spends tons of time picking out songs, and Shauna's just really gifted at picking up other songs to complement the songs that we played that are in the different movies. Because we know we have Everest coming out again, and then we have the new film on Ireland coming out, and then we have Into America's Wild. It had its aborted premiere last year, and it's going to be coming out again. So, and then, of course, Five Summer Stories is going to have its 50-year anniversary next year. So this coming year is a big year, and I hope the pandemic will accommodate us.
I'll download your show and listen to it tonight.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. I got to do yours because you were so – I got to see what your strategy is for raising money. You guys were good.
We know what we do. We just threaten people.
There you go.
Some arm twisting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We worked it. We really worked it. But Barbara mostly. I mean, she's so talented,
Sue,
and witty.
She is. She's good. But, Sue, don't underestimate yourself. Jeez. And that's so sweet of you to take the time to call in and your whole schedule with doing everything so wonderful for the city.
No, I'm going to donate to your show, of course. And,
I'll have to donate to yours, Sue.
That's a win-win situation.
We end up doing great out of that. Thank you.
That's okay.
Keep this conversation going here. Let's add some people to it.
Okay.
So that's another strategy. I donated to Peter's. Peter donated to me.
Oh, that's cool. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, I forgot what I was going to ask you now. Anyway, yeah. Hey, I know. Ed, how close are we to the 60,000? Do you know?
I can find out for you after this call. I haven't looked at the board in a while. We were about halfway there as we went into the weekend. So about Friday night, we were about halfway there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What are we going till the 30th or something?
We're going till the 30th, yeah. We're not doing it live on air till the 30th. That ends tomorrow. But yeah, we're accepting donations until the 30th.
Okay, good. Well, we are all trying our best.
Thank you. And I know. Thank you so much for your support, Sue. You're amazing, not just by doing a show yourself, but by calling into other shows and supporting us that way. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
I'm happy to do it. Okay, well, send me over to the money collector.
I got you covered. We call them knuckles around here. Hold on a second here. I'll put you on hold.
Okay, happy to show you guys.
Thanks, you too. I'll put you on hold and be right back to you.
And then I want to tell just a super quick story about the Beach Boys, because the last time that we saw them, we were in Sicily, and we were looking at all the wonders of Taormina, and it's way up in the mountains, and we went to see this, explore this ancient Roman amphitheater, and we walk in, and there's some people setting up for a musical event, and some musicians are setting. We went, well, who's going to play here? And it was the Beach Boys. And so,
go figure.
Anyway, we raced and we got tickets. And then in the show, it filled up and there were mostly locals that came because it was just a warm-up that they had for a European tour. And anyway, it was just the most incredible evening. So anyway, and then that's about the Beach Boys. Now we're going to move on to our last song, which is and it's by Honk, and it's one of my favorite songs by them, Made My Statement. And boy, our history with Honk goes back so far. And this was in Five Summer Stories that made my statement. And it's we first met Honk in 1970, and Greg found them. They were playing in a little cafe somewhere. And then, you know, we started talking with him, and he just loved the songs they already had in 1970. And then they, and of course, Beth and Steve and, you know, the whole band. In fact, they just had a reunion and played the whole Honk, old Honk band. With Tris and everybody else played at Newport Harbor High School. So anyway, we just, that was great fun. But so anyway, this is Made My Statement, and this is Barry Kanayapuni is surfing over as Made My Statement sings on.
And I just want to add, if you are curious about catching Five Summer Stories, some specialty anniversary screenings next year, follow McIlroy Freeman on all your social media channels, Mac Free Films on Instagram and Twitter, or McIlroy Freeman on Facebook, and we will be able to tell you when and where you can see all of our fabulous films.
And send in money.
Oh, yes. Mostly send in money.
For the transmitter cables, or else you won't be able to hear this fantastic show that happens every day. Bye.
949-715-5936.
Thank you so much, both of you, Barbara and Shauna. Thank you for your generosity. Let's get your last song, Made My Statement, from Honk.
Love you, baby, love. Baby, I love you, baby, I do love you. I love you, baby, love you. Baby, I love you, baby, I do love you. I love you, baby, love you. Baby, I love you, baby, I do love you. I can't slow down. I'm waiting on you, I'm waiting on you.